Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
So I was looking at the skid, the college football skid, and I'm guessing the reason that I feel like what they're doing is they are sacrificing the first round of games to an extent to the NFL in order to get their quarterfinal games and better games to the holiday weekend of New Year's.
That makes sense.
I mean, I guess. I don't really understand why they avoid last weekend. Mm. Maybe finals?
Well, finals. I think Army-Navy standalone, that has something. But I think finals and just giving the kids an actual chance to, I don't know, go to school, I think that probably has something to do with it.
But the other thing, too, about this, and yes, so the Alabama-Oklahoma game is on Friday.
Yeah, and then the Miami-Texas A&M game is early enough. So those two games.
That's a standalone.
And they're saying that this is coincidence. Maybe it is. I don't know.
What's coincidence?
Well, that the two big games, no offense, but Tulane. Yeah. Tulane and Ole Miss and Oregon and James Madison are not going to be ratings drivers. The two big games that are going to do a big number, Alabama, Oklahoma, Miami, Texas A&M, they are free of the NFL.
Yeah.
Whereas the two duds that both have, 20-whatever point spreads.
Well, why can't... Okay, that at least they could manipulate. Like, I don't really buy that that's a coincidence. Because I get... They're so rigid in college football. I get they have to make the dates way out, right? Mm. I think they make them like a year, if not more, out.
Yeah.
Okay. So they get the dates, but you're telling me they can't shift what game is what time?
Well, I mean, I know with Oregon being on the West Coast, there's only so much, you can't play that early game, you know, so that there is something there.
But wait, so you think that Alabama, Oklahoma, and Miami A&M are there by happenstance?
I don't know. It seems a little convenient to me that the two good games are clear of the NFL, but... I saw someone pointed this out, and they claim that these times were already set and that it just so happened to work out this way. So I don't know. It does seem awful convenient that the game that has a 1.5 and a 3.5 point spread are clear of the NFL, and the one that's a 19 and a 21 point spread, both are head-to-head with NFL games.
I would be curious to see how Alabama-Oklahoma does, and I know that's a better matchup.
Yeah.
But... that's a Friday night game,
yeah,
which doesn't seem ideal, but it is standalone Friday night.
Yeah. And it's Alabama, which always does a big number.
I don't understand why college football would be afraid of weeknight games. I mean, we're used to them. We love Monday night football and Thursday night football. Now, granted, that's the NFL and not college. But we are trained to be able to watch big football games on weeknights. As a matter of fact, the championship game's on a Monday night.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Did they have to have these three on Saturday when the NFL's playing? I just don't really understand their thinking. It's like they don't even care. They could just do such a better job of maximizing the schedule and the times. But
I'm just not up enough on the TV contracts and all that. I just don't know.
Whoever plays Ohio State, Miami or A&M, that game is Wednesday.
Yeah.
Which is New Year's Eve.
Yes.
And then, of course, New Year's Day falling on a Thursday, that's perfect. They love that. Yeah. I think that's what they've done here is they've teed it up so that those games all fall. So Georgia, Indiana, and Texas Tech, whoever those teams play, those games are all on January 1. That's a Thursday. And I don't even know if the NFL is there a Thursday night game that night?
I'll take a look. On New Year's Day? I'll take a look. And someone said it on the text program. This may have just been a sacrificial lamb of the first week to set everything up.
Well, that's what I just said. Yeah. I was saying that I think they teed it up for the holiday weekend. Yeah. I don't know why they seem to be so afraid of standalone weeknight games, because they do have one in Alabama and Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And then Ohio State's game will be in. But again, holiday.
I'm trying to see here if, let's take a look. That would be the December 31st if they have a Thursday game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
They're all flex games. No.
I think, isn't that the weekend they all play it? On the Sunday?
Yeah.
They all play at the same time?
And everything's flex. Yeah, because there's no times right now. Everything's flexed. So it doesn't look like there's a Thursday game.
All right. Well, look, you got maybe it's impossible to not go up against the NFL.
Yeah.
But I don't know. College football is annoying.
All I know is anything that goes up against the NFL, dude, you get your ass kicked. It is what it is. So maybe it's a...
So what's on during the Ducks game?
That is the second game, so I think that's Packers-Bears.
Genuinely, I feel like whatever college tried to do, the NFL would just go get those viewers. That's just that they did that for the NBA on Christmas. Like, they like to stick their hand in the sports viewer pot.
The NFL is just like the Borg from Star Trek. They just roam through outer space, assimilating everything and taking over. Yeah, that would be... Yeah, the Ducks are going to go head-to-head with Packers-Bears. Ah!
I know what I'll be watching.
Some tells me Packers Bears is going to do. And by the way, that's a huge game. Division, playoff seeding, all of those things. I mean, the Bears lose that. There is a pathway. They don't even make the postseason. So that game is going to do 30 million people. Ducks and the Dukes. not so much.
They're underestimating the draw of the Dukes of Madison, James. I'm telling you right now.
Dan Lanning at the half is tuning into the Packers Bears. Like, let me check.
What if they put Packers Bears up on the big screen on the field so people can watch?
Well, I'll tell you what. If it gets out of hand in the first half, you might ask. You know, maybe throw that up there and see what happens.
Do they have TVs out in the? Like the breezeways, where you can watch some football.
I think if they do, those will usually tune to the game that you're watching.
Just hey, could you change this to Bears-Packers?
Yeah.
What? Just for reference, guys, last year, Penn State v. SMU, 6.5 million viewers.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well, but what was it up against? I mean, that gives me no context.
Trying to give you what a crappier game in the first round did last year.
Yeah. Well, I get that they can't control the, like... The James Madison Tulane thing. They can't control that. Like, that's only going to get...
Yes, so many people.
So many viewers. I'm just... I don't know. Maybe I'm insane. Probably am. I just feel like college football... This is another thing that college football does poorly. Hmm. Like, they just don't...
Two games were played that Saturday as well.
What do you mean? NFL games?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Houston v. Kansas City and Pittsburgh v. Baltimore.
So when you have a game on Saturday this time of year for college football, you are going to go to head-to-head with it. And I'm guessing if you had, again, Michigan-Alabama, that would be different. But these first-round matchups tend to not be that sexy. I mean, you know going in, you're the group of five team and whoever is the 11 seed, those are not going to be great teams. They're just not. So... But I remember like one year in the Rose Bowl, that was the Michigan-Alabama game. I think that did close to 30 million people, which is a monster number. I think it was almost 20, I think it was 29-ish. That's a huge number. But again, that's Rose Bowl, primetime, two giant brands. That's not exactly Tulane and Ole Miss.
Well, that's where I kind of go back to Alabama-Oklahoma. Two pretty big brands.
Yeah.
Friday night.
Yeah.
ABC, ESPN.
That'd do a big number.
Standalone.
Yep.
See, that's maximizing your revenue. I mean, these TV contracts are everything in college football, so why not try to maximize them, you boneheads?
Yeah.
For those asking, James Madison, Oregon is on TNT.
Yeah. And that's another one. So you've got up against Packers Bears with division on the line. No offense, but it's a James Madison, it's a 21-point spread, and it's on TNT. Oh my God, dude! That number might be four. We getting four off of that?
It was on TNT last year.
Again.
I bet they get more than that.
Are we getting four and a half?
I'm gonna go more. I'm gonna go north.
Right.
I have faith. Dukes are, you know,
no,
you and the
stop it.
My Madison James Dukes are being
your Madison James.
Yeah, they're
you gonna have an affair, Madison James?
Yeah, the Dukes of Madison James are coming to Oregon, and you better watch out.
Yeah, no,
you better watch out. They're a big draw.
No,
they have a lot of JMU like Twitter accounts and stuff that'll be watching.
Do you know where James Madison is?
It's in Harrisburg.
Okay, so you do. All right,
Virginia.
All right.
Why are you testing me like that? I'm a Dukes of Madison James P1.
I was just wondering if you were on board, if you were really on board with what they have going on.
Yeah, I'm going to go north of that. I think they get a better number than that.
I did see their quarterback said that Oregon was his favorite team, which is kind of fun.
Oh.
Yeah. He said growing up, like, that was his favorite team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo,
I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.